A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 16th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the worsening food crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
We are saying that this assessment was done in January. If an assessment is done now in April, May, it's going to show more districts and it's going to show more numbers. The figures that we have are actually rural. We don't have any assessment that was done in urban areas. And in fact, at the moment, we are thinking that it is important to also look at the urban areas. Malnutrition is a very dangerous condition for children to have, specifically in the age before they reach the age of 2. We are talking about under 5 malnutrition, and at this moment, we are talking about acute malnutrition, which we can deal with. And by feeding children, by making sure that they are not suffering from diarrhea.
Vana vemataure vavo havasi kuwana chikafu chakakwana panguva yakakwana. Sesangano, tini mudunzo rekubatsira vana. Saka pakubatsira vana apa isusu tini zvirongwa zvakati wande, asi chakakosha chirongwa chekuti vana vawane kudya kwakakwana. Isusu seUNICEF tiri kunobatsira vana vanenge vachirwara nechirwere chekushaya chikafu chakakwana. Tichavapa mushonga yekuti vasarware. Mushonga uyu vanopiwa sechikafu. Saka tichapa vana chikafu, asi chikafu chinopiwa kumaclinic yatinoti therapeutic food pachirungu.
Izulu siyasilithole elihle ledwa lo nyaka izulu liphuzile abantu abanengi bevele sebefake izihlanyelo phansi njalo nxa lisina kunjenje izulu lelane lokuthi asikwazi ukuthi liphela nini ukuthi abantu bangahlanyela bakhangelele ukuthi bona bangathola isivuno esihle. Kukhona nje okuncane okwenzakalayo okwenziwayo kakhulu ke ngabantu bezano kodwa hayi engingakutsho ukuthi ke abamapolisa nabesibutho laba hayi okwakathesi bengakahlupha abantu.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the worsening food crisis in Zimbabwe.
The World Food Programme says it needs $220 million in funding to provide assistance to food insecure Zimbabweans until March 2017.
WFP is this month providing food and cash-based assistance to some 730,000 vulnerable people. Operations are being scaled up to reach an estimated 2.2 million people in the early months of next year, with the government and development partners assisting with the rest. And as you heard in that clip that we played earlier on, UNICEF is also saying that about 33,000 Zimbabwean children are suffering from acute malnutrition, and they also need food assistance. Gibbs,
what are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Rwanda, bangasanda ukusikhuluma khona manje, namhlanje sikhuluma ngendlala ekhona khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya. Sizwile ke iWFP, iWorld Food Programme, sithi badinga i-$220 million ukuthi bancedise iZimbabwe ukuthi ithole ukudla. Kuzobuya ke le-UNICEF la iyakhuluma ukuthi abantu abaningi bakhanya bayalamba sibili kakhulu, ikakhulu abantwana asebengani sebecacakile kakhulu, ngakho bafuna uncedo lokudla. Kuzobuya ke labo badinga imali yokuthi kuncedise iZimbabwe. Yes, ufuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe kubambe kanganani khona ngapho ngemakhaya ukuthi lingathola ukudla. Nxa lifuna ukuthi ningene kuhlelo khona manje, nasi inombolo. Lifone kanye selifonela khona ngapho, 001-202-619-2077. Ngizaphinda njalo, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, khulumani sizo zonu.
Onguka hamadzadiwa, nasi tila uti munge muchifona. Kana kutitumira ma text messages pa WhatsApp kuti titaure kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyaya dzechikafu munharaunda menyu. kana VWFP vachitaura kuti pane vanhu 3 million kana 4 million varikuda rubatsiro vari kuwanzotaura vanhu vaya vanenge vari kumaruwa, asi tina kunzwawo kuti vari mumadhorobha zvinhu zvakamira sei. Muri kukwanisa here kuti muwanire mhuri dzenyu chikafu? Gibbs vateereri vakasununguka kuti tinge tichitaura nyaya iyoyi.
Ye, kunjalo ke Zulu, ngalifuna kuti likhulume kona manje ngena nokuhlelo. Uhlelo loluphela ngolwenu. Silwenzela lina phela ukuthi libuye likhulume likufunayo. Kulabo ke abasathi kusixhuma Zulu, sikhuluma ngokudla emakhaya. Kuhamba njani kona ngapho? Kambe liyadla okwaneleyo kumbe umuntu udla kanye ngelanga? Kusenziwa ngokuthi phela ukudla kusekho. Njalo akula manzi phela endaweni eziningi. Kunjalo futhi.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is Honorable Trevor Sarwaka, MDCT MP for Mutasa Central. Honorable Sarwaka, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us, Honorable Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Honorable Sarwaka, what's the situation like, you know, in Zimbabwe right now?
Yeah, I think the general situation is that many Zimbabweans are in dire need of food after the failed crop for this season. And we have seen many communities declaring crop failure. And as a result, most people are hungry, going hungry. But I must say, the numbers are varying. If you remember, around January, we were talking of about 1.5 million needing food aid. The figure was revised upwards to 3 million after the El Nino disaster. And the figure has said that they risen to about 4 million. But I want to believe more Zimbabweans are indeed in need of food aid. So you realize that we are a country where people are not earning anything. Most families that are supposed to be surviving from the money they get from employment, formal employment, are unable to do that because more than 90% of the Zimbabweans are unemployed. As a result, we are having a serious food deficit in the country and got a big population that needs food support.
Tell us about the situation in your constituency, Honorable Sarwaka, Mutasa Central. How is it like?
Mutasa Central is on the high-risk side. Because I can say over the weekend I've been having discussions with the agriculture officials, and their assessment was that 70% crop failure was registered. Which means we are talking of 70% of the population in Mutasa Central needing food assistance. And Mutasa Central has a population of about 100,000 people, or 20,000 households. And of that, we are talking of about 70,000 people, or 14,000 households needing food support.
Cause for serious concern. Please do stay on the line, Honorable Sarwaka. We are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Vumani Ndlovu of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Gibbs.
Hey, Mr. Ndlovu, tell us about the situation in areas where you are visiting and lower your radio in the process.
The situation concerning
food shortages, wherever you're going, what you have been seeing?
Okay. The situation is very bad, especially in Matabeleland and North, where we are operating. In areas like Cholo, Cholupan, and Kaitinga, the crop failure has been, that was experienced, has been high, is very high. Due to erratic rainfall that was experienced this year, people are experiencing serious food shortages with quite a number of families failing to have at least even a meal a day. So the situation is very, very bad. This has been coupled by the depletion of the water sources, resulting in high animal mortality. Mm. So these are the bad experiences that are afflicting the communities.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the donor assistance. Has it been coming?
Yes, the humanitarian organizations are on the ground assisting the communities, but they are failing to assist all the vulnerable families or communities. They are only able to assist only a few. So there's been a plea by the communities that they extend the assistance to make sure that all the vulnerable families have access to food. So while the donor community is trying by all means possible to assist the families, we are expecting the government, who naturally is expected to be the major duty bearer, to come in and assist, complement in fact, the donor community should be complementing the government effort. But as of now, the government is not doing much to assist the vulnerable communities.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the worsening food crisis. The WFP has released a statement today saying that they need about 220 million to feed at least 2.2 million Zimbabweans up to March 2017. And yesterday, UNICEF released yet another statement saying that about 33,000 Zimbabwean children suffering from acute malnutrition, and they also need food assistance. The government has since revised the figure of people in need of food assistance to 4 million. But of course, the World Food Programme says it's still working with a figure of about 3 million until it also carries out its own assessment. But the bottom line is that the food situation in the country is worsening. Gibbs.
Oh, maybe you can go back to Honorable Sarwaka.
Regret it's okay, kuna Honorable Sarwaka. Honorable Sarwaka, murukumbonzi kudi mudare reparamente nenyaya yechikafu. Inyaya iri kukurukurwa here kakawanda. Hurumende iri kuratidza here kuti ine zvairi kuita kuti inge ichibatsira vanhu.
Ya, nyaya yechikafu inyaya iri kubata ndikati nhengo dzese dzeparamende mukati menyika. Nekuti vanhu vari kunyatsokunzwisisa kuti nyaya yechikafu yatonesa dambudziko rakapararira nenyika. Saka kubva kuhurumende, minista wacho anomirira nezvekubatsira vanotambura, minista Mupfumira, vakatombopa statement mudare vachivimbisa kuti nyika iri kukwanisa kutsvaga chikafu chinokwana. Zviro chaiye minista Made vaibvunzwa kuti vatsanangure kuti chikafu inhasi chaiye. Paya vaibvunzwa kuti vatsanangure kuti chikafu kuuya kwachiri kuita chiri kuuya zvakasununguka here, uyezve malaisensi ekuti vanhu vaimport vanenge vakwanisa ari kukasika kuti abuditswe here, kuitira kuti vanhu vabatsirane kuti nyaya yenzara irwiswe. Saka ndingati mukutaura kwehurumende iri kuratidza kuti idambudziko ravari kunzwisisa rekuti vakashaya zvavanoita mhuri yezimbabwe ingafa nenzara. Asi ndingada kuti nditsanangure kuti tagara tine dambudziko zvedu mukati menyika inoyi panyaya yechikafu, nekuti nyange zvazvo hurumende ichitsanangura polisi yayo yekuti haidi kuti chikafu chishandiswe pamatongerwo enyika, tine mamwe mapoketi kana dzimwe nzvimbo dziri mukati menyika umo muchiri kushandiswa chikafu chombo chekuti vanhu vapinde mune zvematongerwo enyika. Inini rimbo basa rangu kuMDC ndiri mutauriri weprovhinsi kumanikaland. Saka ndinowana maripoti anobva mumativi akasiyana siyana emanikaland, kubuhera, kuchimanimani, kuchipinde, kusanganisira nemutasa nekunyanga, nendikunzwa maripoti tendori neiri ndechekimugovera kutori nevanhu vakasungwa kubuhera ward 9
mushure bekunge vaenda kuno kuzvidzwa kuti sei vanga vachinyenya chikafu ndozvaacha kugwewa nevanhu vezanupiefu vachiita zviri kunze kwemutemo. Saka ndinofara kuti minista Mvumira vakasimbisa nyaya iyoyo yekuti chikafu hachifaniri kushandiswa zvematongerwo enyika, asi tikona dambudziko pagiraundi tine vamwe vanhu vari kushanda veagritaxi nevezanupiefu vachiima vanhu vemdc kana vamwewo mamwe mapato anozvimu achiri zanupiefu vachinzi hakufaniri kuwana chikafu. Saka zvinhu zvatoda kuti shoropodzo zvakanyanya kuti tapota nyaya yechikafu ngairegedze kushandiswa pakuti vanhu vazivikanwa zvezvevebato redu, nekuti nzara haisarudzi. Kumacentral ndine ripoti yandiinayo kumbire wadzi 13 yeumwewo mupinda aitonyimwa chikafu achinzi utaunzirwa chikafu takona mogelo changirai regelo yemdc. Saka tiri kuti mungada kushandisa mukana uno kuchema chema zvakanyanya kuneva avo vane mukana wekunge vari muurongwa hwekupa vanhu chikafu kuti regedzai kushandisa chombo chematongerwo enyika. Makanzeras nemampes nevashandi vehurumende ngatibatsirane tese kurwisa nzara nekumeka shuwa kuti vanhu vese vawana chikafu zvina basa, nekuti vanotsigira bato raunobva here kana kuti rausingabvi.
Tinotenda Honorable Sarwaka. He's talking there about the politicization of food aid, and he's saying as the MDC's spokesperson for Manicaland province, he has received a number of reports of people complaining about the politicization of food aid, and he also said the same is happening in some parts of Mashonaland Central. Before we take our caller, maybe just briefly go to Mr. Ndlovu Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu, ngase sikhangele khona ngapha emakhaya ukudla kunikwa abantu abanjani.
Ukudla kukhangelelwe ukuthi kunikwe abantu abangelalutho abadubekayo. Kodwa uzananzelela ukuthi abantu abadubekayo kathesi sebebaningi kakhulu, singathi isigaba sonke jikelele. Mhlawumbe babe bonke nje belakho ukudubeka ngokubana nxa izulu lingananga bonke baya bengatholanga lutho. Kungakho ke lanxa kungaphiwa bonke abantu kuthiwa okuthiwakala lutho ngitsho, kodwa eqinisweni bonke abantu bayadubeka. Then xa sokubuya ekuphiweni ukudla kubandlululwa ngezombusazwe kumbe ukuthi umuntu kubandla lithi, eminyakeni edlulileyo sasikubone kusenzakala nxa kulezi khathi zendlala ukuthi ukuze umuntu atholiswe abe kuefoselwa kumbe ngithi ebanjwa ngamandla ukuthi ajoyine ibandla elithize ikakhulu ibandla elibusayo ukuze atholiswe ukudla. Kungakho-ke kulokwesaba ebantwini ukuthi mhlawumbe khonokhuyana kungabesela futhi babanjwe ngamandla ukuthi ukuze batholiswe ukudla bajoyine ibandla elithize. Kodwa kakhathi eseqinisweni akukabonakali, akukakhanyi kusenzakala khona lokho, ngaphandle nje kwama-few elements kumbe individuals akuma-political parties athize abe sethusela abantu ukuthi nxa ungazange waba nekhadi lephathi yethu awusoze utholiswe ukudla. Kodwa yizinto ezixoxwayo ezigabeni ukuthi abantu abanjalo akumelanga baphiwe ithuba lokuthi behambe besethusela abantu ngaleyo ndlela. Inkokheli zomdabu ziyaqonqosela ukuthi ukudla kungabandlululwa, kukanti nalabo abakuphayo ama-humanitarian organizations aqonqosela ukuthi akumelanga kube lobandlululo ngezombusazwe. Kungakho-ke okuqonqoselwa kumbe into okuloyiswa ngabantu emakhaya ukuthi iziphathamandla zombusazwe zingaze zasondela ngisho lakancane ekudistributheni ukudla. Angcono ukudla kubanjwe zinkokheli zomdabu. Lazi inkokheli zomdabu ezikhathini eziningi ziyazifumanwe ziyazifumanwe sezipatheka kwezombusazwe. Kungakho-ke kuyaqonqoselwa lakibo ukuthi bangaze baphatheka kwezombusazwe ukwenzela ukuthi badistribute ukudla kuhle
yesiyakuzona
ukwehlukanisa abantu
yesiyakuzwa kakhulu ke Ndlovu ubambe khonapho ungayigatshana mntu omdala so what Mr. Ndlovu was saying is that most people in rural areas they don't want to see politicians anywhere near food distribution points. They don't like that at all.
Regatende kumuteriredwe kutanga va mupaka makadi. Diripo makadiwo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu zvakamira sei munyaya yechikafu.
Kune kwatiri chakamira zvakanaka mukoma.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri kufa zvirakana kubona zvirimwa hakuna hakakaita mudhara.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri pachecheche.
Kwachecheche. Kumanikarei
matiti mkoma
tiudze kuti kwakamira sei kwacheche
pacheche hakuna mvura mudhara hachikafu hakuna vanhu mudhara yezeveza
ko kune vamwe vanopawo here rubatsiro vari kuuya kunzvimbo yenyu
sofa hakuna mapositivis acho hadii nothing
hakuna vari kuuya
hakuna kwakaipa
ko muri kumbotaura here nevamiriri venyu makanzura nemamp saka vanhu vari kurarama sei vana vari kukwanisa kuenda kuchikoro here muri kudyei
kwakaipa vamwe vana vari kubvepa kuchikoro vamwewo vari kuenda but mari hazisi kubhadharwa hadisi hapakaipa vamwe vari kukona kutida masaitsvaka mumurizi
saka muri kukurudzirawo kuti hurumende yoita sei
apa dai hurumende yaikwanisa yaitibatsirawo nechikafu through izinikana vakuru vedu veparamenda vaikwanisa kuti batsira pachikafu nechichi sebati tinorarama mudhara gore rino kwakaipa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
iripo kumabhlesi
tinotenda zvikuru rega the caller is in Checheche. Mr. Mpaka is saying the situation is really bad and they're not getting any food assistance at the moment. Kuna mkoma Robert nare yawo inenge iri kuti netsei Gibbs.
Let's go back to Honorable Sarwaka. Honorable Sarwaka, tell us, what are people depending on? Let's say on a daily basis, what do they eat?
Obviously, depends on the community. But what I can tell you is the number of meals has been reduced. People are no longer having the 3 meals a day. And they are now having what we call brunch, where you have your late breakfast around 11 o'clock. That should be enough to take you until the evening meal. We have cases where we have had people are now competing with wild animals for wild fruit. And in places like the dry arid area, people are surviving on Maui. So generally, people are short of food. But I must say, I must take this opportunity to thank our development partners, WFP, and the other agencies for standing by the Zimbabweans, because you realize the bulk of food that is being given to our people is supported by the donor agencies. And I think we as a government, we must maintain the cordial relationship with the development partners, with the United Nations agencies, because they are the people that come to our aid in our hour of need. They have played a big role before, and we are seeing them doing the same in this particular drought and difficult time for Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. And of course, in its statement, the W itself said it is grateful for contributions already received from the government of Zimbabwe, as well as in from Canada, Switzerland, the United Nations Emergency Response Fund, and the United States. But of course, more money is actually needed because the food situation in the country is worsening, Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Ndlovu, let's face it here. Is it perhaps prudent for Zimbabwe to actually devise ways of actually creating that food net, you know, to say, okay, when we are facing such problems, we can always resort to certain food, you know, stocks. Is it possible for Zimbabwe to do that? Right now, we're told there's zero, right?
My apologies, Dave, if you can come again.
Now, what I'm saying is, what can Zimbabwe do to actually be food secure?
You are saying what Zimbabwe can do to actually secure food aid?
To be food secure, you know, at the end of the day, to have some food stocks.
Oh, okay. I think there is a need to capacitate the subsistence farmers in the rural areas to divert, especially from the traditional way of farming and plant sorghum, drought-resistant plants like sorghum, divert from the traditional maize. Because of the weather changes, so there is need to capacitate them on that. Secondly, there is also need to introduce irrigation in order to deal with the issues pertaining to erratic rainfall that are being experienced over the years. So there is need to heighten the irrigation schemes. So that the communities can have access to food. So these are some of the critical measures that the country has to introduce or reintroduce, because these were used in the past to as a way of making sure that the country is secure. There is also need to revisit the land redistribution, which has caused some challenges in terms of making sure that the country is food secure. There is need for the government to give qualified, experienced farmers back the land so that it makes sure that the country is food secure, because we know that in some places the land has not been fully utilized or adequately been utilized, resulting in the country experiencing a serious drought. So there is need to reconsider the land redistribution as a way of making sure that the food is the country is food secure.
Yeah, thank you very much. We'll get back to you, Mr. Love.
Regret Torem Terri Mkoma Robert, my phone Nazar Gunets. Magadi Mkoma Robert. Tiripo Murkupi Mkoma Robert. Murgunyanga, Shaka Mira same yards each calf. But unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, we will also post this discussion on our Facebook page and our English and Shona pages. This is a blessing Zulu.
Yeah, Baba Nkomo, ubambe kona ucingo ungakhe chance yabuya kuwe. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.